I want to start with a quote today. It's from the American philosopher and psychologist William James. It goes like this. The faculty of voluntarily bringing back a wandering attention over and over again is the very root of judgment, character, and will. Just sit with that for the moment. The faculty of voluntarily bringing back a wandering attention. We'll come back to why this matters in a minute. So the other day, I was running a session with a group of senior leaders. In fact, I did it with Mike House in Perth, and he's been on the podcast. Brilliant episode to check out. But these leaders, they were smart people, experienced, the kind of people who've been around long enough to have seen a few things, you know. And we brought them together to talk about leadership identity and specifically how they define what they're actually there to do as leaders. And as we got going, within a few minutes, the conversation just took off. And one leader, I reckon he catalyzed this conversation. He was calm, really experienced guy. And he's, you know, kind of one of those ones who just commands respect in a room. He leaned back in his chair and he said, almost to himself, he said, honestly, what I'm here to do, all I feel I do is whack moles, you know. And the room laughed. And then it fell quiet because everyone in that room, I reckon, knew exactly what he meant. Now, if you're not familiar with the game of whack-a-mole, it's an arcade game from back in the 1970s, and players use a mallet to bop moles that pop up randomly from holes in the ground. It's frantic and it's relentless, and it's one of those games, just the moles just never stop coming, and you get the metaphor, right? And here's what struck me about this conversation, though. These weren't ineffective leaders. They weren't people who had stopped caring or hadn't given up. They're really committed. Highly capable people, but by their own account, they're spending most of their time reacting. And they're reacting to the crisis, you know, that shows up, or it's the team conflicts that, you know, people come and ask you to sort it out for them. Or maybe it's that urgent request that somehow always just trumps the important one. Just mole after mole after mole keeps coming. And here's the thing, though. The choice to play this game, whack-a-mole, doesn't come from the fact that there are heaps of moles to whack. There's always going to be moles, right? That's just the nature of the game we play. But the choice to play whack-a-mole comes from how you define what you're there to do as a leader, your leadership identity. Because I reckon we come or become what we think about. And if your identity as a leader is a centering around solving problems, and certainly I know plenty of people who that's how they think about what they're there to do, well, that's what you're going to be focused on. What problems are there? You'll see moles everywhere, right? And you'll measure a good day's work by how many moles you whacked. And the treadmill just keeps moving and you keep running. But what if your identity shifted? What if instead of asking, well, what problem do I need to fix today, you started asking, well, what do I need to build so my people can handle this without me? That's a different sort of question, right? It leads to different decisions, different conversations, different outcomes. The moles don't go away, but you're not holding the mallet. And beyond that, what if your leadership identity wasn't just about, you know, having other people whack the moles, but also about building systems and people who they don't just solve the problems, but they anticipate them, who adapt as the context shifts, who make the whole thing more resilient, not just more managed. And I reckon I play in this territory all the time with leaders, this shift from being the answer to being the architect, or from being the hero to the host, if you like. So William James, back to the quote, William James talked about the faculty of bringing back a wandering attention. And I reckon leadership works the same way. It's fundamentally, leadership's fundamentally an act of attention. What you pay attention to shapes everything, your decisions, your culture, the kind of leader you're becoming day to day. So where's your attention going? Here's a short exercise that you might want to try out. You can do this in your head right now, or you can write it down for later. Essentially, it's a fill in the blanks exercise. So fill in these blanks. My purpose as a leader is to so that. I'll read it again. My purpose as a leader is to, and then you might want to have a verb, so that, and then finish with some sort of impact. I'll give you a couple of examples. My purpose as a leader is to challenge the assumptions we've stopped questioning so we don't mistake familiarity for strategy. Here's another one. My purpose as a leader is to ask better questions of the people around me so that we solve the right problems instead of the obvious ones. And just notice that neither of those examples starts with fix or solve. So I'll leave you with this. If someone followed you around for a week and watched where your attention went, noticed what you reacted to, saw what you let go or let pass, what would they conclude your leadership identity actually is? And is that the identity you choose? Just sit with that one for a bit. If you want to check out the written version of this, you can go to digbyscott.com/thoughts. I'll put a link in the show notes. And those questions are there in the piece, so you can grab those there too. Also, check out a piece on my website called Upgrade Your Identity. And again, just go to digbyscott.com/thoughts and search on that one. And we can go deeper into the identity shift idea. And if this has landed for you, it's got you thinking, I'd love to hear what's come up. You can find me on LinkedIn. Search Digby Scott, or you can send me a note, hello@digbyscott.com, and I'll get back to you on that. I am Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper, and until next time, go well.